BetterLifeAtValues.com. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT traffic.
Another day of the sunshine, all thanks to this area of high pressure, except highs are going to increase to the mid and upper 60s. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, temperatures continue to rise into the low 70s. We're going to keep with the sunshine, so a beautiful weekend ahead of us. From Channel 13 Action News, I'm meteorologist Greg Bennett for News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Boulder City checking in with 44, Lone Mountain at 40, and Sunrise Manor at 41. Traffic, weather, together every 10 minutes on News Radio KXNT.
It is 6:40 now. Dana Roselli and Carlos Diaz. Well, there is a new study out that says babies born just miles apart in Las Vegas face up to a 16-year difference in life expectancy. It's unbelievable. On the KXNT hotline, we have Derek Chapman, who's one of the researchers. He's from the Virginia Commonwealth University Center on Society and Health. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I don't know. I'm not doing so good because Carlos is going to live 11 years longer than I am, according to our zip codes.
I feel pretty good about that.
Let's talk about this. Unbelievable. First of all, just why? Why such a difference between zip codes, and we all live in the same valley?
Well, neighborhoods can influence health in many different ways. You know, it can be through built environment. You know, some communities are less safe for children to play outside and lack parks and sidewalks. It can be related to food access, access to medical care. So access to primary care doctors might be limited in some areas. Good jobs may be scarce in neighborhoods that have struggling economies. You know, communities with weaker tax bases can't support high quality schools. So education is also important to health. Other neighborhood factors can include environmental hazards, so unsafe or unhealthy housing could expose residents to allergens or outdoor air pollution and other hazards. Even like transportation, so public transportation may be inadequate to connect residents to good jobs, health and child care and services, et cetera. So there's really potentially a large number of community factors that can influence health above and beyond individual behaviors and even medical care.
One of the things that I thought was fascinating was something as simple as sidewalks. The fact that, you know, some places have more sidewalks, which encourage people to go jogging, which will help their health, that's a factor in people living longer.
Right, absolutely, because, you know, for these life expectancy, and life expectancy is just a general measure of health, so it's not, you know, there's certainly much more work that we designed these maps to be kind of a conversation starter to just raise awareness about the connection between these factors and health. But there's certainly no one-size-fits-all solution, and these, life expectancy combines all ages of death for all causes of death into one kind of quick and easy to understand and communicate measure, which is kind of why why that was chosen. But yes, certainly the life expectancy rates are driven to a large extent by chronic diseases, and those factors occur over a lifespan of a combination of factors of behaviors and environment and diet and exercise. And so, yeah, so the built environment is critically important, whether it's sidewalks or accessibility of parks, or if you think of a situation like obesity, just accessibility of fresh fruits and vegetables and grocery stores versus convenience stores and fast food and that sort of thing. So the whole general message of this is that neighborhood and factors and community policies.
I want to get to that because we're short on time.
Okay.
Let's get to these neighborhoods real quick here. I mean, some of these neighborhoods, if you live in the 89109 neighborhood, you're screwed. I mean, you're living to 70, like, and that's near.
I live around there.
Where Dana lives. So that's
but
70, and I live over in Henderson. So Dana's gonna live to like 71, and I'm gonna live to 82. So because I live out in Henderson,
right,
you know, away from all of the drugs and the drinking and the boozing and the partying, then I'm going to live longer, which
right.
is, so there you go.
Well, and I would point out that these are averages, so these are population statistics, so they don't generalize to any specific person. So in other words, just because you live in the area that has 87 years expectancy doesn't mean that you should start smoking and drinking and stop exercising. And so, in other words, place matters, but individual factors also matter. So the point is that everyone can improve their health regardless of where they live, but communities can also improve everyone's health by making the conditions in which people live healthier.
All right. Thank you so much, Derek.
Thank you.
Derek Chapman, a researcher for Virginia Commonwealth University. Something to think about if you're going to start a family. It's 6:44. Stay with us.